Good morning and welcome to our K-State Research and Extension Report. Today featuring Frontier Extension District Family and Consumer Sciences Agent specializing in nutrition, food safety, and health, Chelsea Richmond. Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you doing today?
Very good.
Good. I hear that February is American Heart Month.
That is correct. I think a lot of times when the calendar rolls over into February, we often think about maybe candy hearts and love and Valentine's Day. But we also recognize American Heart Month during the month of February as well. And that's really to help raise awareness about heart disease, which is a leading cause of death for both men and women in the United States. One of the risk factors for heart disease is having high blood pressure, as it can put a strain on your heart, arteries, and kidneys, and it can also increase your risk for stroke as well. The CDC, or Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, have identified 5 facts about high blood pressure that may be surprising that I would like to share this morning. The first is that there some recent studies have shown that high blood pressure may be linked to a higher risk for dementia or loss of cognitive function. There's some evidence that suggests that uncontrolled high blood pressure during midlife, between about the ages of 44 and 66, it can potentially put a person at a higher risk for dementia later in life. The second is that young people can have high blood pressure too. High blood pressure doesn't just happen to older adults. About 1 in 4 adults between the ages of 20 and 44 do have high blood pressure. Thirdly, high blood pressure usually doesn't have any symptoms. Sometimes it's often also referred to as the silent killer. Many people may feel fine and they don't think they need to get their blood pressure checked. So even if you do feel fine, your health may be at risk and you need to get that blood pressure checked regularly. The fourth is that many who have high blood pressure don't even know it. About 1 in 3 U.S. adults with high blood pressure aren't even aware they have it and are not being treated to control their blood pressure. And finally, women and African Americans face some unique risks when it comes to high blood pressure. Women, for example, with high blood pressure and become pregnant are more likely to have complications during pregnancy, more so than those with normal blood pressure. That high blood pressure during pregnancy can harm the mother's kidneys and other organs, may lead to premature delivery and low birth weights of babies as well. African American men and women tend to have a higher risk for high blood pressure than any other racial or ethnic group, and those individuals may likely to be hospitalized for high blood pressure. So the month of February serves, and American Heart Month serves as a great way to reminder to never, it's say that it's never too early to start thinking about your health and your blood pressure, taking necessary steps to manage it. If you haven't had your blood pressure checked recently, I would definitely encourage you to work with your healthcare provider and healthcare team to get that checked. You can usually get your blood pressure checked at the doctor's office, pharmacy, or even at home if you have a home blood pressure monitor as well. And once you do get that blood pressure checked, make sure you continue to work with your healthcare team to know what those blood pressure numbers mean and follow your provider's advice if your numbers are too high. Living a healthy lifestyle and making sure to eat a healthy diet and maintaining a healthy weight, making sure to be physically active and not smoking, you can work to keep your blood pressure in a healthy range and definitely lower your risk for heart disease and stroke. So fortunately, high blood pressure can be treatable and it can be preventable. And the American Heart Month is definitely a great reminder to care for your heart and lower that risk for heart disease and stroke.
Thank you, Chelsea. Coming up tomorrow morning at 6:40, Merida Saint Extension District Agricultural Natural Resources Agent and Youth Development Agent Abby Powell.